This is Bustin' Loose Baseball with Grant and Danny. Interviews, analytics, and analysis on everything baseball in the nation's capital.
Lane Thomas, as heard on Grant and Danny on 106.7 The Fan. Bustin' Loose Baseball here with Toby Altizer. Toe Brooklick, three-game series ahead with the L.A. Dodgers for the Nationals. This is going to be a tough one. You look on paper and you see it's Jake Irvin, Patrick Corbin, Trevor Williams in the rotation against one of the best teams in baseball and the best team in the National League, not named the Atlanta Braves. What do you think?
It's going to be a tough series, but it's a good test. I mean, like we've mentioned throughout this podcast, this baseball team has been a lot more competitive than we expected. Now you get a real true test. If anyone wants to mention the Royals series and say, well, they look good against a terrible Royals team, well, you get the stark opposite right here, and you don't necessarily have your A-plus arms on the mound to start these things. So let's see how they do against the Dodgers. It's going to be a tough test, but let's be honest, too. This isn't the Dodgers of old that have just stars up and down the roster. This is a good baseball team. It's maybe not as star-studded as you're used to seeing with the Dodgers, but don't get mistaken. They still got Mookie Betts. They still got Freddie Freeman. I think it's going to be a good test for the boys.
I think that's well said. I'm looking at some of their numbers against Trevor Williams. Jason Hayward and David Peralta have home runs against him in their career. But, yeah, it's just not the same level of star power. Not to say they're not really, really good, by the way, because they are. And they do a better job than anybody at graduating prospects. Nats are seeing Bobby Miller on this the day that we're taping on Memorial Day, Monday night. The 24-year-old who touches 100 miles an hour, who gave up just one run in his first five innings. So hopefully they jump on the young arm. And hopefully they get this series started the right way. A couple of notes on the minor leagues really quickly. James Wood promoted to Double A, big deal. The earlier promotion than a lot of us were expecting. The Nats normally about a month or two from now promote their prospects. In fact, the morning they promoted James Wood, I texted someone in their front office and asked who else is getting bumped up today. And they responded, just James Wood, which I found really, really interesting. So this was about him. He was killing the ball in Wilmington in a pitcher-friendly park. They wanted to get him out of that environment into Double A, and immediately first at bat in Double A, sent a ball right back up the box like you're taught to do into center field, went 1-for-4 in his debut for Harrisburg. He's actually going to be in Bowie, in the area, so to speak, playing the Bay Sox Tuesday through Sunday this week. I believe I'm going to be out in Bowie with Danny for my DC show, Grant and Danny on the Fan, on Thursday. We'll probably have James Wood on the show, so we'll have to grab him for the pod as well and get him on the podcast. But it's going to be a great opportunity to see him for several days here in Bowie, Maryland, against a really good Double-A affiliate for the Orioles with great prospects in the Eastern League. But that's really exciting. You know, the Nats, they don't generally, when you get to Double-A, they're not that shy about bumping up your pace and eventually getting you to the big leagues. I don't think it's a – I'll say this. I don't think it's a 0% chance that we see James Wood get a cup of coffee at the end of the season this year. I would still say it's unlikely because they're not competing and they don't like need to, again, win games. And so getting your best talent to the big leagues isn't the most important thing. But if he really hits the ball well and thrives in Double A, it is possible that, you know, he's bumped up his timeline now that he could be 20 and knock it on the door of the major leagues next spring training.
Yeah, I think that's exciting for James Wood to get him all the way up to Double A already with the possibility, like you said, of touching the bigs. Not like it's very likely, but the possibility is there that they could just call him up at the, you know, in September with that time frame. That would be awesome. But I think the realistic time frame is next year, come spring training, he'll have a legitimate shot to maybe try and win a roster spot and be a starting outfielder for this baseball team next year.
One other note. Good to see Brady House, who had struggled pretty immensely after a great start. OPS had dropped considerably, had a two-homer game this week at Fredericksburg. Hopefully that gets him going. And if he can get on a tear, maybe he can be in Wilmington at the A-plus level very, very soon. Big thanks to everybody who listened. And we'd be remiss if we didn't say, as we taped this on Monday on a Memorial Day holiday, so we got you a fresh podcast from home. Thanks to all of our military members around the country and those who paid the ultimate sacrifice for us to be able to care about things like sitting here talking about baseball and eating hot dogs on Memorial Day. Toby, enjoy the holiday today. I know you're going into the studio a little bit later, and watch some Nats baseball tonight, buddy. It's been fun.
Yes, sir. Go Nats.
Thanks for listening, guys. Bustin' Loose Baseball, episode 54 in the books.